Tapeworm, written by Sam Bass, performed by Thomas Gallup.
They've got suction cups and grip hooks on their heads. Up to 100 feet long. Did you know that? Parasites, the lot of them. They don't work for themselves. They don't give anything back. They sit and wait and guzzle up everything that you need. And they can manipulate their hosts as well. It's proven. It's fact. It's science. Munch, munch, whisper, whisper. That's what mine's doing. They can do that, you know. Control things. They go through a cycle, hopping from unsuspecting victim to unsuspecting victim until they find one ripe enough to fulfill all their sickly desires, their greed. I don't see why they want it, but they do for some reason. I doubt they even know why they do it. They just want a bigger and better host, constantly. They work hard, I'll give them that, but why can't they just do it on their own? Why do they have to drag animals and people into it? Why do they have to rely so much on others to get what they want? Why? Why do they have to involve me? Life would be a lot easier if I was a bird with this thing, because that's another thing. They may seem like they're not picky, but Christ, do they know what they're doing. They encourage birds to go to warmer places to rest so they can wriggle their way into a bigger mammal, more to eat. But I think it's more power to be had, more influence. Tiny little stomach-dwelling fascists. They could control the world if they wanted to. They probably do. People say that politicians are really lizards in skin suits. They're wrong. It's worms. Maria Callas. Famous American soprano, loved by millions in the 20th century. All over the radio, face in all the papers. And can you guess what was driving her? Controlling her? That's right. The woman was absolutely riddled with the things. It was part of a diet plan to lose weight, but all she did was play right into their hands. Their suction cups. Tails? It doesn't matter what she played into. What matters was that it wasn't her that got the fame. It is the worm! If you look her up, the first things that appear in big bold letters are all about her insane diet plans, not her beautiful voice. They want influence. They want bigger bellies to fill with their malice. I know this. I know it, or else why would I have done the things I did? Responsibility was a big part of my upbringing. If you did it, it was down to you to fix it. Scrub off the felt tip pen yourself or go to the neighbour's door and apologise for smashing her window with a golf ball. But this time, it isn't my fault. It really isn't. I promise. Munch. Munch. You see, I was edged to do all the things I was accused of. I didn't run towards them like I was going into battle. It was slow. It was so unsuspecting that I didn't even realise I was putting a plan in motion. That's what I was saying. They manipulate and control their hosts. Me. I'm just as much a victim as anybody else here who suffered with a tapeworm. Dirty, nasty things. I didn't even mean to be there that night. It was my mum's birthday. November 27th. Why would I normally go out for a walk on a November evening? Why would I leave the house on my own for a walk on my mother's birthday? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Something told me to head out that day. No coat, no scarf, no nothing. I mean, I didn't hear a little worm voice squeaking at me, But I suppose I was willed. That's the only way I could describe it. And you all know it wasn't a crime of passion. That requires emotion. But I have those. Emotions. I do. They're all a bit mixed up at the moment. They're all confused and they're not mine. They belong to the thing. I know it sounds mad and I must be unhinged, but how else could I be acting like this? I've lost weight as well. Just another fact to support me. Yes, my body did those things, but my mind did not. It's not even my body anymore. I'm a puppet. Whisper. Whisper. So why don't you people just stop telling me I'm stupid and telling me I'm making excuses and I should just own up to these abhorrent acts and just think for a moment. Just consider a new possibility, a new perspective. Please? Because that is going to be my only hope for not going completely insane. I need you to believe me. Otherwise, it's one. And I don't know who it's going to pass on to next, but I cannot promise any of you are safe. I'm sorry. Just please think about it. Please. They must gain something from these crimes. They must have some motive. If you help me, we can work out what it is. Please don't look at me like that. I know how it sounds. How can I prove it to you? Slice myself open? Have you all inspect my stool for the next however many years? It'll know what you're doing. So convict me. At least then it'll be trapped inside forever, unable to hurt anyone. But what if that's what it needs? What if it wants to transfer over to some huge crime boss who'll be released soon? Think, people. Think! You don't understand them like I do. You don't see how they are. You can't feel how I feel when it moves in me. A pregnancy equivalent to alien. It's bleeding me dry, not just from my physical resources, but I can feel myself slipping away. My memories and pet peeves. Soon, I'll just be it. I've accepted my fate at this point. I know I'll be found guilty of murder, but I know I'll be all over the news. I know I'll be remembered just as Maria Callas was. A footnote on the Wikipedia page for tapeworms. A pawn in their slimy game. Munch, munch, whisper, whisper, munch.